Let's get with it. Usual rules, there's way more in the paper than I'm going to talk about. All right, way more. So if you want to talk about design infringement, I'm sorry, go read the paper. We're not going to talk about it here. All right, general construction principles. Oh, one thing. In the write-up, the blurb says something about, I'm going to talk about all of the new Teva cases. Well, there aren't any. I'm not kidding. Everybody got very concerned, right? Teva, we're going to suddenly have extrinsic evidence. We're going to get a different review standard. Everybody is now going to start loading extrinsic evidence into their Markman presentations, and it's going to go nuts because blah, blah, blah. Zero. And I'm not just talking about Federal Circuit level. I'm talking about on the trial court level. So I'm not sure why everybody got panicked about this, but nobody's doing it. Now, those of you who practice in East Texas might remember that way back in the day, bringing an expert live to a Markman was sort of okay, although T. John Ward never really liked it much. I can't remember the last time I was at a Markman where you had a live witness. I can't even remember the last time anybody even asked to bring a live witness. So in the interest of full disclosure, if you're going to rip through the paper, look through the slides, and go, where are all the Teva cases? If you were here last year, you remember I did them all in the beginning. There aren't any. So if you want a refund, go ask them. Don't talk to me. All right, general claim construction principles. CardSoft is sort of a review. It does talk a little bit about Teva. A prior case had given a definition of virtual machine, and it got used in CardSoft, and somebody said, well, the prior precedent virtual machine definitions, extrinsic evidence, that should trip Teva review. The court said, oh, no. The precedent was consistent with the intrinsic record, so just like intrinsic record, it's de novo review. That's the only case in the entire paper in the presentation that's even Teva-like.